Well, as with all medical procedures, we need to get consent. And I know we talk about this all the time, trauma-informed approach, but many people will say the words, yet they don't practice this approach. And it's very, very important and essential. So we have to use a trauma-informed approach. This is not about me. It's not about you. It's about what the patient wants. And when you, the healthcare provider, understand that and practice that, your patient satisfactions are going to jump tremendously. You will start seeing letters of thank yous, maybe that go into your supervisor or the hospital, because people really appreciate it when you listen to them and you ask them what they would like and how you can help them. So when you go into the room, please greet the patient. Introduce yourself and your role. Allow them to ask questions and most of all, say something nice to them. Typically that helps. Introduce your procedures and consent. I always like to sit lower than my patient while I'm talking with them. That gives them a consent. Gives their consent, plus it gives them control because you're not standing over them with the clipboard, okay? So it means that you're going to try and listen to what they're saying and you can see them, their facial movements and what's going on. You need both written and verbal consent for this exam and photographs, okay? Some hospitals or organizations have a huge consent form. That may cover what you're going to do. That's up to you and your program. Always good to have a conversation with risk management or the supervisor over your group, whether you're a nurse, resident, or an MD.